The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Very kind of you to join us today. Jocelyn Castle, September 30th through October 9th, has a two-week festival, which is just chock full of so much fun. And Mary Shelley's iconic masterpiece, Frankenstein, is going to be performed there, along with a whole bunch of other things. Here to tell us about everything that's happening at Jocelyn Castle during this two-week festival, Shay Buchanan is the Development and Marketing Coordinator at Jocelyn Castle. Shay, thanks so much for coming on Live and Local today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, this is the annual Art and Literary Festival, and boy, the story behind Mary Shelley creating Frankenstein during a long weekend, she and several other authors were to come up with the scariest stories they could imagine, and she wrote Frankenstein. Can you talk about, with that being the centerpiece, and what are the things that are going to happen during this week of September 30th through October 9th?
Absolutely. So usually our art and literary festival features a particular author, and this year it is Mary Shelley and her iconic gothic novel Frankenstein. And what's so great about this is that it's actually going to be an adaptation of the novel, and that adaptation was created by Scott Working, the Metropolitan Community College's theater instructor. So it's kind of his whole perspective and take on the novel. And we've partnered with MCC's Arts and Humanities Department, the Theater and Visual Arts Department, and the English Department and Culinary School to create this entire festival for our audience and the community. And what all is going to be happening is there will be free lectures, and we actually have Dr. Kristen Gerton, who is also an associate professor of English and the assistant vice chancellor of Arts and Humanities at University of Nebraska at Omaha. So she's going to be doing some lectures on the 30th and October 7th at 6 p.m., and those are actually going to be free. Then we also have an art show that will take place during the intermission of the two outdoor performances we will be having, and during that art show, it will be inside the castle where masks will be required. Then prior to the festival, we do have a flash fiction ghostwriting contest going on, so that will be going on, and we have two categories for adults 18 and up and teens 17 and under. And so there will be two winners for that. So there's a lot going on, lot to be excited about.
Absolutely. I know the ghost story writing contest is 1,000 words. So for those folks that are listening to this and thinking, I know what story I'm going to write, 1,000 words is what you're looking for to be a part of that. One of the things that caught my attention here, you mentioned that MCC's Culinary School is involved as well. Are they bringing foodstuffs?
Yes, we'll have snacks and cocktails with the cash bar involved before and during the intermission and afterwards as well.
And I noticed there's two seatings each evening. Can you talk about that?
Yes, so we are taking a new direction this year. Previously, it's been indoor, but now it's going to be two outdoor seatings at 7 and 7:45 p.m. Per evening throughout the castle grounds. And the audience members will be socially distanced, and each seating will be limited to 30 people.
So when people go to this, in addition to seeing Frankenstein brought to you live and the lectures and all the fun and the food and the beverages, will people also be able to take a look around the castle if they haven't been there in a while?
Yes, so during the intermission, that's when we'll have the art show. So we'll have things spread out throughout the castle and they'll be able to go in and view the castle for a little bit. But it will only be during that intermission.
Okay, very good. How long have you been with Jocelyn Castle now?
It has only been a month.
So what is your impression of this historic landmark here in Omaha?
I mean, there's nothing like it. I'm from Alabama, Mobile specifically, and I haven't seen anything like this back home. And I think that it is a great place to bring the community together and a great place to reconnect with people that we haven't seen in a long time, or anybody has, or whoever has not seen each other in a long time, and also a great way to connect new people with those who are familiar with this community. And I think it's just a great place to bring the community together.
It's the annual Art and Literary Festival at Jocelyn Castle. It happens September 30th through October 9th. If you're looking for information, go to jocelyncastle.com. It's just that easy. Shay Buchanan is the Development and Marketing Coordinator at Jocelyn Castle. She's been my guest today, and I thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.